Hey guys, so we still got people filing in. I'll let them file in. I'll just or while we're waiting. I'm happy to be back. I had some rough stuff happen in my life. Has not been the best start as Alliance leader for me. I got COVID, then my dad suddenly got ill, then he passed away. A few of you sent me like consolation messages, and I thank you for that. That was kind of you to reach out. But I'm back at it, and I'm excited to get things going. There's a lot to do, and there's a lot of important steps to take. I think we are in a really important time for both the Imperium and EVE Online. It's a very unusual time. I think the game is in an interesting state, and I'm hoping that this new patch is sort of them turning the but you. Come up with a jet excitement, which is something I am pretty good at, and I am pretty excited about the things we have going on right now. With a report about the beekeepers, as you may remember, the beekeepers are an organization that was created in the wake of concern about cases of harassment or other issues along that nature, and we wanted to create a group that could address such a thing. And since we've done so, I'm happy to report there have been a small handful of cases, and almost all of them have been about small issues between two people, and those have been handled. So I'm glad to see the problems being reported, that people are not feeling the need to take this group up because they aren't experiencing these issues. That was definitely a concern of us. But the important thing is that if you have an issue with someone, the beekeepers are there. There's a post with how to contact them, and they're ready to help you out in interpersonal issues. All right, I want to talk about a few things. So we have reset since I've been gone. We're back home. And that gives us a lot of new opportunities. One thing I want to talk about is we do have Keep Stars in EX6 and Forteco7, and we will definitely be defending those. Some people ask me about that. We will be defending those with a full throat, full throttle, whatever kind of other full analogy you can think of. So if you see the pings going on about that, those are going to be really important, and we will, either defend them and get a great fight, or attack them. We'll see what happens. They have attacked twice the iHub in EX6, and both times we have significantly beat them with a really strong defense. So that was good to see. I want to talk about a peacetime situation. So we are back in peacetime, and to me, the most important thing is getting you guys involved in how to keep ourselves having excitement and fun in this game without being in a full war situation. I think the last war was kind of a weird one. When we went to it, I was part of it really. When we went to it, our goals weren't super well defined. Our end game wasn't super well defined. It was just kind of weird from the start. And I think that a lot of people didn't understand what our narrative was because we didn't do a good job of defining that. So I think that's for going forward in the future, we need to do a better job of that. We need to do a better job of explaining to you guys what the goals are and why we need you. EVE Online is a significant time investment, and it asks a lot of you guys, and so I want to respect that, and I want to give you guys as much information as we can. So that's a lesson to be learned going on to a future war. But what I want to do now is I want to encourage us to get back into the six and squads mindset. Here's the problem: as we've said before, six and squads join six and squads, but a lot of those people, present company included, have sigs or squads that have been relatively unused for various reasons. It does take a lot of effort to run one, and there sort of needs to be there needs to be a person who is really excited about the game, and really excited about showing what they can do to run them. And so the hard part about that is identifying that person. And so what I want to do is I'm not going to say there's all kinds of citizen squads for you guys to join, although there are. I want to say if you know a person who wants to run a cigarette squad, if that person is you, this is your chance. This is your chance to reach out and say, hey, this is my plan. And your plan does not have to be, I want to go and take over this space. It doesn't have to be that. It can be, I want to go into enemy space and I want to bring thrashers and I want to camp them. If you want to do that, I'm going to put a name in Elysium right now. It's Saren Blackfist. I want you to talk to him, message him, and say, hey, I have an idea. If you're excited about running something, we want you. We want you to bring that excitement and bring it on to the people who join you. I also want to say that I don't want to little tiny empires. That's not what it is. You could be a member of every SIG and every squad, and you can go to every single one. They're not little fiefdoms for whoever is running it at the time. So I want you guys to go out there. I want you guys to find as many people as you can, and I want to bring excitement and fun to you guys. I'm excited about this game. I'm excited about the beer. But the thing is that one person can't do everything. So this is where you can step up. If you have an idea, message that person. Go out there, go to work. Be exciting. We will support you. I'm going to talk about something else. It's home defense. Home defense is a great way to get involved, and it's something I think we've neglected for a little bit, and I want to fix it. This is just a general, a general idea. We've already had our meetings. We talked about citizen squads. We talked about a lot of stuff that got left behind. We have not talked enough about home defense. So next week we're going to come up with a more concrete plan. But I do want to throw out there that there are groups that sit in our space and defend it, and they're fun to join. You do not have to be a member of the corp that's doing it. For instance, AMOC does a group. For instance, Echelon Research does a group, I believe. Karma Fleet does a group. There are many groups. You can hop in the fleet that they're up, and you can say, hey, can I join you? Please do. We are going to come up with an overarching way to get you into these fleets, but getting people involved is really the best way forward. So if you want to be in space, having fun, shooting things, hanging out with people, join these groups. We will provide you with a framework in the near future, but you can do that today. You can join these groups today. Yeah, Theta is also doing one, by the way. I was just thinking about that when I saw Theta there. So there are lots of groups that you can join. Go out, get involved today, get yourself in space. That is the best way to get kills. The best way to have fun with you online is to be in space. Don't wait for pings. Make the pings happen. Those home defense groups get in little fights, which lead to bigger fights. You're ready to go. You're part of the story. Get out there. Be part of that story. That's what I want to do. I want to get you guys involved in creating the story. There's a lot of people who don't have the time, and I understand. I get it. You wait for a ping. You say, hey, I like this FC. I'll join it. We'll see what happens. But if you want to get the most out of this game, you need to create your own story. And that is by being in space, making it happen. Home defense, citizen squads, getting out there, having fun. I'm going to kick you guys in the rear to get you going because this is one of those things where it takes a little bit of effort and it's hard to do. But once you get doing it, you're like, oh yeah, why wasn't I doing this before? This is really fun. This is why I pay $20 a month to play this game, is because I have this kind of fun. I forgot this existed. So get out there, go ahead, have fun. Don't sit around and wait for a ping. That is not the best way to play EVE Online, all right? One more thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about this is for home defense. This is the Alpha defense clones. Can we get that linked in Elysium, please? This is a really important thing to do. It takes about 30 minutes to get it totally done. You can get this done in 30 minutes. It's very goon proof. Ranger Gamma has linked it. Everyone in the Alliance needs to do this. Everyone in the Imperium needs to do this. We need to have you making one Alpha home defense clone. If you get this done today, you'll be way ahead of it. We may have to make this mandatory. We may say, hey, you can't get SRP if you don't do this. I don't want to do that. I want to get the uptake, but we don't have it yet. We have about 300 people who have done it, I think, so far. We need to get that number up to about 1,000 before it starts being really useful for us. So please go ahead and create your alpha clone. All right, I think that's about all I wanted to talk about. What I really want to do, and this has been my goal from the start, and unfortunately it has been sort of derailed by real life issues, is I want to get you guys out there in space having fun enjoying that game. This is the reason that I am here. This is what my mission is to make you guys enjoy EVE Online, enjoy playing this game, and enjoy being in the Imperium. If I'm not doing that, I'm failing you. And I'm going to tell you and give you every reason that you can go out and do it. That is it for the fireside. Thank you guys so much for attending. I will be here, hopefully, unless something crazy happens next week. I'll be here again and we'll get things rolling. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for coming.